Shabbos Daf Yud Bet. So Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel says that you're allowed to go outside on Erev Shabbos with your tefillin on before Shabbos, because Rabbi Bar Rav Huna explains that you have to always touch your tefillin all the time, so that you can remain aware of them. And this is learned from a Kal Vachomer from the Tzitz, which is basically the headband that the Kohen Gadol would wear, and on it said Hashem's name one time. And even still, the pasuk says you have to always remember that they're there and always be cognizant of them. So by tefillin, which say Hashem's name many, many times, then all the more so you have to pay attention to them. And if you're always concentrating on them, you're not going to forget that they're on, and you'll take them off before Shabbos starts, and that's why we allow you to wear your tefillin on Erev Shabbos. A Braisa quotes Hananya, who says that you have to check your garments right before Shabbos to see if there's anything on them or in them, and you have to take it out so you don't carry on Shabbos. Rav Yosef says this is a great way to not violate Shabbos. You're not allowed to, the Mishnah had said you're not allowed to delouse your garment, and you can't read by the light of a lamp. So is this saying that you can't delouse your garment, you know, take out lice from your garment because of Rabbi Elazar, who says that you can't kill a louse on Shabbos, and a separate clause that you can't read by the lamp because you might tilt the lamp to bring, and then you'll bring more oil into the lamp to let it burn brighter and longer? So are they two separate statements, or are they all one statement saying you can't delouse your garment at night because you might come to tilt the lamp, and you can't read by the lamp because you might come to tilt the lamp? So are they one statement or two separate things? So we have a braisa which tries to prove it. It says you can't, the braisa says you can't delouse your garment and read by the lamp. So this implies that both are two things regarding tilting the lamp, and they're really one clause. However, this is basically the same thing as our Mishnah. Why is this braisa any better? It's not any more of a proof than our Mishnah. So either we bring in another braisa which says you can't delouse your garment by a light, by a lamp, and you can't read by the lamp. And these were two of the laws that were taught in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Garon. But either way, this shows that they're both about tilting and they're one statement. Rabbi Yehuda says in Ema Shmuel that you can't even use a lamp to distinguish between yours and your wife's garments. Rava says this is only true in Mechuza. However, in the rural cities and places there, the rural towns, you can easily distinguish between the clothes, so you won't come to tilt the lamp to make it brighter, and therefore you're allowed to use the light of the lamp to distinguish between your and your wife's clothes. However, even in Mechuza, where we said you can't do it, you are allowed to do it with younger women's clothes, because there, their clothes are very noticeably different, and you're not going to come to tilt the lamp, but by older women's clothes, you couldn't use the lamp light. So Bryce says you shouldn't delouse your garments in public, even during the week, because it's kind of gross. Abuda says you shouldn't induce vomiting in public, again, because that's also kind of gross. Bryce says on Shabbos, you should roll and toss away the lice, but you can't kill them. Abba Shoal says you can throw them away and kill them, but you shouldn't roll them. Rafuna says the halacha is that you roll and toss them away, you can't kill them, and this is actually the proper way to do it in general. Rabba would kill them, Rav Sheshes would kill them on Shabbos, Rava would throw them into buckets of water, Rav Nachman would tell his daughter to kill them, and Abraisa quotes Rabbi Elazar, who says Beis Shammai would say you can't kill a louse on Shabbos, and Beis Hillel would say you can kill a louse on Shabbos. And Beis Shammai Gamliel says that according to Beis Shammai, you can't arrange for girls to be betrothed on Shabbos. You can't get somebody to teach your boys Torah or to teach them a craft. You can't console mourners, and you can't visit the sick people on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can. Abraisa says if you visit a sick person on Shabbos, you say Shabbos Yimil Zok Refuah Krov Alavo. Even though on Shabbos we can't cry out for you to be healed, still you will be healed quickly. Rav Meir says Yichola Hisha Tirachim, that even though we can't daven for you, still just keeping Shabbos will be the refuah, the healing you need. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hamakom yirachem alecha v'al cholei Yisrael." The Hashem should have mercy on you and on the sick of Israel. Rabbi Yossi says, "Hamakom yirachem alecha b'soch cholei Yisrael." Difference here is b'soch versus Rabbi Yehuda says v'al. Rabbi Yossi is saying that Hashem should have mercy on you within all, amongst all the other sick of Yisrael. Shivna would say shalom upon entering a sick person, and when he was ready to leave, he would say Shabbos Yimil Zog Refuah Krov Alavo V'Rachamav Merubin V'Shabbaso V'Shalom, all these brachos like we've had similarly before. So who is Rabbi Chanina going like? Because Rabbi Chanina says one who has a sick person in his house has to include him in the prayers of all sick Jews, meaning to include them in all the other sick Jews. That's going like Rabbi Yossi, who says B'socholei Yisrael, amongst all the sick of Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina says that it was very difficult for the rabbis, it was with great difficulty that the rabbis allowed people to be able to console mourners and to visit the sick on Shabbos. Rabbi Barachana said that Rabbi Elazar would sometimes say Hamakom, like we had said before, the whole Makom to the sick people that he visited in Hebrew, and sometimes he would say it in Aramaic. However, how would he say it in Aramaic? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that we can't make our requests in Aramaic. Rabbi Yochanan says that the ministering angels who help us petition Hashem on our behalf wouldn't pay attention to any Aramaic tefillos because they didn't understand them. So how could he say it in Aramaic? But no, the reason is because a sick person is different because Hashem himself is with sick people. Rav says that Hashem is with the sick people. That's where we get the proof from. We have also another brisa which proves this, that says when you visit sick people, you shouldn't sit higher than them. You should just cover your head and sit either equal to or lower to them because Hashem is right there. Rabba says that you can't read by a lamp, right? The Mishnah said you can't read by the lamp. Rabba says you can't read by the lamp even if it's twice your height above you, even if it's two ox goads above you, which was a type of measurement back in the day, and even if it's 10 houses stacked on top of each other that height, even if it's that much above you, even though obviously there's no chance you're going to come and tilt the lamp because it's so high up, still, once we've made this gzera, this rule, you can't use the lamp's light at all. So the Mishnah seems to be in the singular when it says, and it kind of seems to imply that one person can't read by a lamp, however, two people can, seemingly. However, we have a brace that says that neither one or two people can read by the light of a lamp. So Rabbi Lazar answers that the Mishnah is talking about where they're reading from one thing together, and then since they're reading from the same thing together, one of them would notice if the other one accidentally was going to tilt the lamp and he'd tell him to stop. However, the brace which says that two people can't read together is where they're reading two separate things and they're each engrossed in their own things and they might not notice if one person tilted the lamp. Rav Huna says if you're at a bonfire, which is very big, even 10 people can't use that light from the fire because since it's so big and everyone's, you know, spread apart, they might not see if one person starts messing around with a stick to adjust the fire by accident. They might not see and might not be able to stop him. Ravin says that a distinguished person, however, can use the lamp of the lamp on Shabbos for light. However, we have a brisa which says Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, he says, oh, it's fine for me, I can read by a lamp. However, one time he was reading by a lamp and he almost tilted it and he stopped himself at the last second, but he said, wow, the Chachamim were so great that they knew exactly what safeguards to put in place. But Rav Nosson actually taught this story a little differently. He said that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha actually did tilt the lamp, and afterwards he realized, after Shabbos, he later wrote it down on a notepad that he said, I tilted this lamp, and when Mashiach comes, I'm going to bring a carbon chatas to atone for this sin. But either way, we still have the question of how can Ravin say that a distinguished person can read by the light of a lamp when Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha clearly messed up, or he was close to messing up. So Rabbi Abba answers that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was different because he viewed himself as a common person when he was learning Torah. He was not a distinguished person he didn't view himself at least as a distinguished person like Ravin was talking about. So one brisa says that a servant is allowed to inspect the cups and plates by a lamp, and another brisa says that a servant is not allowed to inspect the cups and the plates by a lamp. So the second brisa, which says a servant can't do it, is talking about a permanent servant who's already scared of his master and is going to want to make sure he does the very best job possible, so we're worried he might tilt the lamp to get more light so he can see the dishes better. However, the first brisa, which allows it, is talking about a temporary servant who's not so scared of the master and doesn't care if he doesn't do a perfect job. Another answer is the second one, which says you can't do it, is talking about an oil lamp which doesn't smell, so then you might come to tilt it. However, the first brisa, which says you can use the lamp, is talking about a naphtha lamp which does smell, so you're not going to want to tilt the oil to it anyway because you don't want the smell. So what if we have a temporary servant who is allowed to use the lamp use the lights lamp, but he's using an oil lamp, the lamp which is not allowed? So a servant who is allowed to use it, but a lamp that you're not allowed to use, what's the halacha? So Rav would say it's okay to do that, but we don't want to publicize this halacha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba would say, no, it's okay to do it, and we should publicize the halacha. So one day Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba visited Rav Asi, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Asa, his servant, was using the lamp from the light. to was using the light from the lamp to check the dishes. And Rav Asi's wife said to Rav Asi, "Don't you say that that's not okay? How is the servant doing it?" Rav Asi's like, "No, whatever. Leave the servant alone. He's just following his master, Yirmiyahu bar Abba's his halacha, because Yirmiyahu bar Abba says that it's fine if you have a temporary servant using an oil lamp." So the Mishnah said that a chazan is able to look and read along where the kids are reading by the lamp. So the Mishnah seems a little bit contradictory, because the Mishnah says that the chazan is not allowed to read by the lamp, but it says he can read from what the kids are reading. So how does that make sense? So it's not that he's reading because he's not allowed to read. He's just looking at the beginning of all the passages, because that's going to help him for shul for the next day to look at the beginning of all the passages. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel similarly says that you can prepare the beginning of the passages. However, is it true that he can't read the whole thing? How can you say that? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that the school children would prepare the entire passage by the lamp, the entire passage. So either we could say that was what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about, was that they would just prepare the beginning. He doesn't explicitly say the entire passage, but it seems like he's saying that. But really, it's only talking about the beginning of the passages. Or the other answer is that, no, really, they were doing the entire passages, but children are different because they fear their rabbi, so they're not going to come to make a mistake. They're going to be extra, extra careful. Shkach.